This call may be recorded.
Hey.
What's up?
I am just gonna, like, video conference for my, counseling session tomorrow.
You broke up, what'd you say?
I'm not going to drive to Jacksonville for my counseling session. I'm just going to video chat.
Okay.
Was that something you were wanting to join?
What time is it at?
11:30.
11:30, can I chat from my phone?
Yeah.
That'd be important. Okay.
Huh.
If you'd like me to.
Well, I don't know. Is it something you were wanting to do when you thought it was in person?
I was doing it mostly for you.
You don't want to?
I want to because you want me to.
I guess my concern is that that's not going to be a good use of my time and a good use of our money if you're not, doing it for the right reasons.
Well, trying to do it for the right reasons.
What do you hope to get out of it?
I don't know, honestly. What did you have in mind?
It's I'm confused because you're the one who's been telling me for over a month, maybe 3 months, that we need couples counseling.
Yeah.
So you're trying to twist the whole thing around on me like you're doing it for me. Creepy.
I still think we need couples counseling, and I don't think that we can get it from them.
You're right. The question is what you're
wanting to go.
No, the question is what you're wanting to get out of it. And no, it's for you. It's for you. It's for you.
No, it would be for you. You asked me to go, and I will.
No,
go.
No, you're not going to twist this whole thing around on me like this. This is getting old.
If you don't want me to go, then I'm not going to go.
Okay, Dustin. I'm talking about you wanting counseling with me. That's what I'm talking about, independent of who delivers it. I'm talking about you wanting counseling.
Okay.
I'm assuming
I don't
that,
that
you
couples counseling.
I'm not talking about Matt Borer right now. I'm talking about you insisting and insisting and insisting and insisting that we need some kind of marital therapy. What are you hoping to get out of it?
I think that we do have trouble communicating.
Okay, so what changes are you thinking would you'd like to have happen?
I don't know.
Sounds like it's not going to be a good use of time then.
No, I don't agree with that.
Therapy and counseling, you're the one who just said that. We have a recording of it, Dustin.
I didn't say that it's not a good use of time.
Yeah, you did. You said you'd only be doing it because I want you to do it, and you don't think that it
I'm talking about
would
that
be
word,
counseling.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm saying, if what you're hoping to get out of counseling in general, you have no idea, but you think that we have communication problems, You're not going to go to somebody you don't. I know, if you knew, like, okay, what I want is to stop blame shifting, or what I want is to stop getting defensive when I'm criticized, or what I want is to be, like, if you have something really specific, and then that would be effective. But if you're acting like you're expecting a counselor to act...
I can't follow what you're saying because you keep conflating the issue of math or versus an objective counselor.
I asked what you wanted out of counseling in general, because that would determine whether going to Matt Boer would be useful. And if you wanted to go into couples counseling without having any specific thing that you want to work on, any specific thing that you want to own, then that means that you're going to the counselor to explain the situation to the counselor, and you're looking for the counselor to give you some kind of a prescription of what it is you need to do or what you need to work on. So if you don't trust Matt, then that's not going to... Huh?
Right. I'm just going to stop talking.
If you don't trust Matt, it's not going to do any good to go to him and put him in the role of a referee or a judge or a doctor who's going to give you, you know, here's what you need to change. That's a waste of time. If you were going to him telling him, like, that you already know what it is that you want to do, then that would be useful even without you buying in to him. Because he could still help you get to where you tell him, you know, what you tell him you want to accomplish.
Okay.
I don't really appreciate, like, being treated the way I'm being treated on this phone call.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. So, I just want to clarify that you independently don't want to go to my session tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that correct?
I guess so.
No. Is it correct?
I don't know, honey. I was willing to go.
That's not the question. You can't do this. You can't talk to me in a way that leaves the door open for you to point a finger at me no matter what. I can't have next week come around and you say, you made me go to that knowing that he was going to this or that. I can't risk that.
So you don't want me to go.
I can't go into next week risking you saying you wouldn't even include me in your counseling sessions. I offered to go, and you said you didn't want me. I told you I'd do it. You're the one who didn't want me to go. Like, I can't do that. You cannot keep treating me this way. If you want to go, you have to own that you want to go. If you don't want to go, you have to own that you don't want to go. And you need to own it.
I don't
want to
go. I'm not going to go. All right.
Please don't talk to me that way.
I thought you wanted me to say that I don't want to go.
I know, but did you hear your tone? Like, I asked you 5 or 6 different times, and all you had to say was, I don't think so, or no. Or that's right, I don't want to. And instead, you, like, spin it into this big thing, and when I explain to you why it's really important that you start owning it, you say, okay, I don't want to go. I'm not going to go. Like,
I'm sorry.
I don't deserve this.
Sorry. I'm just trying to do what I thought you wanted.
Please stop. I just told you that that's the problem.
Okay.
It's blame shifting, Dustin. You're finding fresh ways every day to blame me for stuff that is not my fault. You told me you were going to think about what I said yesterday.
Yes. I did taxes. Did not realize I was on a timeline, sorry. Would you like me to do that instead of taxes tonight?
I'm not going to allow you to put me in that position.
All right. Did you want to do anything for your birthday with me?
You know what I want.
No, I don't.
You wrote it in the notebook.
Okay. And that's what I'll do. Did you end up talking to Kevin?
No.
Hmm?
No. Is finish taxes written on your notebook?
Yes.
Is think about what we talked about on Sunday in your notebook?
No.
All right, you should have that.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.